Good morning. It's March 27th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a breakthrough that could change the way we enjoy one of the world's oldest beverages, Belgian researchers have developed an AI model capable of not just predicting the flavor profile of beer, but suggesting tangible improvements to make it more palatable. This innovative approach combines the art of brewing with the precision of technology, aiming to refine the taste of beer in ways never before possible. The team at Katholische Universiteit AATLOO when embarked on this journey by training their AI model on an extensive dataset comprised of more than 250 commercial Belgian beers. This dataset included sensory evaluations from trained tasters and online reviews, alongside detailed chemical measurements of over 200 different properties. By employing machine learning algorithms, specifically gradient boosting, the researchers were able to establish a connection between the chemical composition of the beers and their resulting flavors and consumer appeal. The findings, which were published in the prestigious journal Nature Communications, underscore the potential of AI in revolutionizing the food and beverage industry. The study highlights how the AI model successfully improved the taste of a commercial beer after a meticulous 5-year period of data collection and analysis. Interestingly, the research also challenges long-held beliefs about flavor perception, revealing that the concentration of flavor compounds doesn't always align with taste perception, and that certain previously overlooked compounds play a crucial role in determining beer quality. Despite these promising advancements, the researchers caution against the misuse of AI, particularly in enhancing the addictive qualities of alcoholic beverages. They acknowledge the limitations of their current models and the need for more comprehensive datasets to further refine their predictions. The study not only paves the way for more objective beer tasting, but also sets a precedent for the ethical development and application of AI in creating customized, high-quality food and beverage products. At the 2024 Adobe Summit, a significant leap was made into the future of content creation, with Adobe unveiling a series of generative AI tools and capabilities. This move not only emphasizes Adobe's commitment to innovation, but also sets the stage for a new era in digital content management and creation. Adobe's announcement included the introduction of GenStudio, a cutting-edge app designed specifically for content creation and management through the power of generative AI. Alongside GenStudio, Adobe also revealed a new generative AI assistant and enhanced capabilities for its content management system, marking a comprehensive enhancement of its product suite with AI technology. A strategic partnership with Microsoft was announced, aiming to broaden the reach of Adobe's AI innovations. This collaboration seeks to integrate Adobe Experience Cloud features into Microsoft 365, potentially transforming the way digital content is created and managed across platforms. Despite these advancements, Adobe has not yet entered the realm of video capabilities with its AI tools. This leaves OpenAI's recently announced text-to-video tool without a direct competitor from Adobe, highlighting a potential area for future development. Industry analysts have expressed optimism regarding Adobe's direction in integrating AI into its offerings. The success and adoption of Adobe's AI tool, Firefly, have been particularly noted, with Pfizer's chief digital and technology officer emphasizing the critical role of digital and AI innovations in enhancing healthcare communication. In summary, Adobe's aggressive push into generative AI at the 2024 Adobe Summit marks a pivotal moment in the company's trajectory. With new tools like GenStudio and strategic partnerships aimed at expanding its AI capabilities, Adobe is poised to redefine content creation and management in the digital age. However, the absence of video capabilities in its AI portfolio leaves room for future growth and competition. In a bold stride towards the future, Tether, the leading stablecoin issuer, is bridging the worlds of blockchain and artificial intelligence with the launch of Tether Data. This new division is not just about innovation, it's about making AI technologies more accessible and efficient, marking a significant moment in the convergence of cryptocurrency and AI. Tether Data aims to merge the strengths of blockchain and AI, enhancing the accessibility and efficiency of AI technologies. This move is backed by a strategic investment in Northern Data Group and the kickoff of a global hiring spree aimed at attracting top AI talent, including crucial positions like a head of AI research and an AI engineer. The company's ambitious goal is to develop open-source, multimodal AI models. These models are designed to democratize AI technology, making it widely available and integrating AI solutions into Tether's market-driven products. CEO Paolo Arduino has underscored this initiative's intent to push the boundaries of AI while maintaining privacy with open AI technology, reflecting Tether's commitment to innovation and diversification in the tech industry. This expansion by Tether is more than just a new business unit. It signals a pivotal development at the intersection of cryptocurrency and AI. With the potential to reshape both sectors, Tether's move could have far-reaching implications, setting a new benchmark for how blockchain technologies and AI can work together to unlock new possibilities. In a move that underscores Microsoft's commitment to integrating artificial intelligence into its core products, the tech giant has appointed Pavan Davuluri as the new head of a unified Windows and Surface team. This strategic decision not only signals a significant reorganization within Microsoft, but also highlights the company's focus on AI as a pivotal element of its future direction. Davuluri, a veteran at Microsoft since 2001, has been instrumental in leading the Surface team since 2015. His tenure has been marked by key partnerships with AMD and Qualcomm, developing custom CPUs for the Surface lineup. This background positions him uniquely to steer the newly combined team towards innovation in both hardware and software realms. The reorganization is part of a larger shift at Microsoft towards artificial intelligence, further evidenced by the recruitment of Mustafa Suleiman from Google DeepMind to spearhead a new AI team. This move aligns with Microsoft's holistic approach to creating AI-centric devices and experiences, spanning from silicon design to system development. This focus on AI is not unique to Microsoft. Industry giants NVIDIA and Intel are also making significant strides in the AI space. NVIDIA recently unveiled its Blackwell B200 family of GPUs aimed at AI training and inference, while Intel is collaborating with Microsoft to advance AI in personal computing. The merger of the Windows and Surface teams under Davuluri's leadership is expected to yield benefits for both Windows OS and Surface devices. This comes in the wake of leadership changes, including the departure of former Windows Experiences lead Mikhail Parakhin. Meanwhile, Microsoft continues to develop AI and web services like Copilot and Bing, although the company has remained silent on the recent internal memo detailing these strategic shifts. In sum, Microsoft's reorganization and strategic appointments reflect the company's ambition to lead in the AI era, promising an integrated approach to innovation across its product line. As the digital frontier expands, the fusion of artificial intelligence and quantum computing is not just reshaping our world, but also how much energy we consume to power this transformation. This evolution is forecasted to skyrocket data centers' power usage 6 times over in the coming decade, putting a spotlight on the energy demands of tomorrow's technology today. In the UK, the backbone of electricity distribution, known as the supergrid, is facing a critical challenge. With the anticipated surge in electricity demand, largely driven by data centers, there's a pressing need for sustainable upgrades to this aging infrastructure. Across the water, in the Republic of Ireland, data centers are already making a significant dent in the national electricity supply, stirring concerns over their environmental footprint. Enter Sam Altman, the visionary behind ChatGPT's creator OpenAI, who advocates for nuclear fusion as the silver bullet for AI's burgeoning appetite for power. Altman's heavy investment in fusion technology underscores his belief in its potential as a clean, inexhaustible energy source for the future. However, this optimism is not universally shared. Critics argue that with commercial fusion technology potentially decades away from realization, the focus should instead be on leveraging existing energy solutions to meet current demands. This debate casts a light on the AI industry's approach to climate action, often criticized for its wishful thinking. As we stand at the crossroads of technological advancement and environmental responsibility, the call for realistic, innovative energy strategies has never been louder. The challenge now is not just about developing AI and quantum computing, but ensuring our planet has a sustainable future as these technologies become increasingly integral to our lives. This has been your Daily Brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.